In this episode of Solana Made Easy, we spent the majority of the conversation around HGE, a large whale in the OK Bears community who holds more than a handful, closer to 400 unique OK Bears NFTs, and their choice takes on the recent progress of the project. A lot of conversation, screenshots, and information around what negatively has been happening with the project and where all of the speakers feel that the Bears may navigate to. We followed up this conversation discussing art revamps on projects, what that means for a project, and the bullish or bearish case for it. Starting next week, all of Solana Made Easy will be on its own podcast channel. Stay tuned for the link of that. And always, tune in live Monday to Thursday at Easy Eats Bodega on Twitter. What is going on, Solana ecosystem? We're back again for another episode of Solana Made Easy, your Monday to Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time Solana Market Talk Show. What we're buying, what we're selling, where we're making money, where we're losing money, and everything in between. The price might be going down, but holy hell, there's so much going on. Maybe 45 minutes ago, HG decided to just absolutely light the Bears on fire. Was not expecting that, especially with screenshots of the code, of what's wrong, and very, very vocal about what's going on. I do want to dive into this art meta. Changing up the art, art revamps, whatever you want to call it. I got FUDded to hell last night on some public comments I made about not thinking it was a bullish case. That was a load of fun. Curious to hear some other thoughts and takes on it. We see Magic Eden continuing to innovate. They just launched their Ape Coin Marketplace, or teased it. Has me interested to see what else they're going to be kicking off. I saw some tweets going around that they're working on some other white label stuff. They keep doing some stuff. I'm curious to get some opinions on that. And then it looks like we're going to see our first Ute on Friday. Hype for that. I know there's a lot of speculation on what that might look like. I do worry too much hope is sometimes a bad thing, but I guess only time will tell. We got Runnaman up here co-hosting. Runnaman, how you doing?
How's it going, Easy? I don't know about him, Ute, and works of art, but I'm looking at a JPEG image at the moment. I've just fell in love with it, but I can't say too much about it at the moment.
Yeah, too soon.
Okay. Volumes damn bad at the moment. Not much going on. I haven't made a trade all day. As I said, there's some stories breaking, so I'm happy to add some input on there. It wouldn't be Solana Made Easy if it running wasn't fudding the Bears in some way.
Oh, I know. You're not throwing a little bit of FUD, right? But man, we got some hands early. I know we got a Bear up here. I'm so curious to hear Sweeper's take. But before we do, Bryce, how you doing?
Doing good. I just wanted to know if there's an over-under marketplace on if we're actually going to see the Ute on Friday.
I'm hammering that we don't see it, whatever that bet is.
Okay. I'm gonna talk to someone, see if we can't get that set up. And additionally, as a Bear holder myself, I'm happy to see these guys get roasted. They've gotten to skate for way too long on continuing to not deliver, and their attempted deliveries have been botched and fucked up, and they need some fire under their asses. And if they can't do it, they need to get the fuck out of the way and let some people in place that can.
I like how simply you put it there. It's kind of just like either show up or grow up, I guess. And right now, I mean, another delay on the welcome packs. I know I made the joke yesterday that no one's seen them yet, and I did not realize that there was another delay. It was kind of me just talking shit, and turns out I was actually a factual statement. That makes it a little bit rougher. But Sweeper, what's going on?
Yeah, man, you hate to see it from HGE. He's keeping them honest. He's, controls the floor, basically. So he doesn't like it. He posts on Twitter, other guys that co-invest with him. So if he buys, they buy. They're going to dump their bags. And we're seeing a nice little momentum to the downside here. They like their royalties, so maybe they'll get a little bit of royalty money off of this. I actually made a trade. I bought a Bear for 40 Sol here. You always got to be on top of shit and always stay nimble. So I think that Bears can get to 25, 30 with this Ute Mint. And I think people are going to sell into that. I think you just got to stay nimble here. The facts are the facts. HG was spitting facts. And it's hard when you have like the number one buyer of NFTs all chains, support you, and then not delivering to his expectations when he was fine with whatever the CryptoPunks were doing. It's rough. I think the team needs to take a hard look into the mirror, and I think Kais is going to do that. I think he will hire the right people to join him. I think this is probably a wake-up call. I see all the laughing emojis, but hey, man, almost 2 million in volume on the secondary. So you got to – I mean, he had a good combination. You got to give him some credit for that. Now it's execution. Maybe it's time to outsource for the execution.
It might be time, but you could also make that argument. It might have been time to find a better outsourcing company when the hibernation code was just passwords and usernames and plain text. Huge security risk. It's I didn't expect it to be that bad. But, man, seeing these posts today from your largest investors is usually not the best sign, especially somebody who's not always that vocal. I want to get to a bunch of these hands here. Running Man, what's going on? Then we'll pass it down to Manny and wrap it around.
Yeah, I mean, what you've got with OK Bears now, though, is you've got a huge catalyst on the way. And, you know, we're going to talk, you know, we're probably going to mention Utes today. But that is a project. That's the culmination of lessons learned on D-Gods, packaged up for VC and ready to go with, you know, probably a PFP that hits as well. Yeah, I can see Bears going down to 20 or 30. I don't think the team are ever going to produce anything, in my personal opinion. If they haven't produced it by now, when are they going to produce it? I mean, we've got Shake up here from Cyber Samurai. You know, those guys are like, you know, releasing doing the business, dropping the merch. You know what I mean? You know, they ain't got anywhere near the budget that OK Bears have. You know, the Kais, I've heard him in spaces before. You know, he doesn't even know what half the people involved in OK Bears first names are. You know, he's thinking about names. He can't even remember them. I ain't bullish on it at all. As I say, you've got Utes coming with the catalyst. Does money return to OK Bears post Utes? I'm not sure it does, in my opinion.
They need a reason why. Like, at the end of the day, it comes down to that why. Why would you be putting money there if they have not delivered something yet? And that's the tough part. The running joke was the wristbands. Anybody on this stage could get 10,000 wristbands in under a week if they really wanted to. So, like, for me, that's something clearly there is just out of touch. And, like, that's just the sad fact about the situation. And I understand there's some logistics that may have to go into play. But at the end of the day, something's better than nothing.
Easy. There's children, 15, 16 years old, starting businesses in the parents' basements who can deliver 10K wristbands within 2 months.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about that. I think the code thing was like the bigger concern for me because they had a lot of stuff in this blueprint that talked about a bunch of different verticals from branding to software to products, etc. And clearly their internal dev resources or even the ones that they outsourced were not the right ones. And I think some of the messaging has been circulated as well. There's been comparisons, a few viral tweets. You want a founder to almost fall on the sword and take blame and ownership for something. And the messages, the way that a lot of people interpreted it, was that they were almost deflecting. We made bad hires instead of we will do better. And that's something that in this space, a lot of people prefer to have that more forward-looking approach, not so much kind of casting doubt somewhere. And I think that just comes with growth too and some, I guess, growing up. But it's tough because this is the first iteration for many of these things. I was on Alex's space earlier, and I don't want to keep this too long-winded, but we were talking a lot about like what makes utility, and I circle back to like 17, 18. These tokens, all of them promised a whole lot of shit, and the ones that actually delivered something are the ones that rose to the top. I mentioned Tezos being one. That ICO'd in 17, and they actually delivered on something. Clearly, it's still around. But that's like what we're going to see in this same situation. A lot of these projects that we thought were going to be home runs aren't. Like, that's just a sad reality. It's part of this kind of emerging market that we're in that's highly volatile. But I want to pass it down to Manny. Manny, what's going on?
Thanks, CZ. Yeah, the biggest thing here with the Bears is, like, I think they just got successful too quick and they just kind of panicked. But my biggest takeaway here is, like, we are super over-demanding as consumers, and it's hard when you're just constantly getting shit on all the time. Like, I'm not vouching for the Bears. I think they should take ownership of the situation. But the biggest thing is just like buy a Bear, loan it out for 45, and then up, down, left, right, or sideways, like just default on it. Like, if I'm looking at a player right now, it's like buy a bunch of Bears, get a bunch of loans for 45, and then let them default. And that's like what I'm thinking about that.
Yeah, but even then you're going to take what, a 5-soul loss with the floor at 50 right now on each of those?
Or it could go up, right? Or it could go up and then you just pay the loans and then, like, I don't know how they go up, to tell you the truth. Now that I'm like thinking this really through.
Think this through, Manny. Think this through.
Yeah, I'm a buyer of a bear at 28. Like I've said that for a minute. It reminds me too much of Thingdoms. Like they promise, 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 don't deliver anything. Say big things are coming, and then they never show you anything. And like, what are they gonna do? Launch a partner collection, right? Like there's nothing there.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think it's like some of these things too, though, is even in this market, projects that are delivering stuff are still seeing a downward trend. So let alone a project that's not delivering something. I think if projects like Kets and even Tayos have seen a push down pretty aggressively, despite having something returned to the holders, and that makes this market way harder to trade. So looking at this project, I mean, I said it today at the top price target was 40 on the bears, but disappointment after disappointment lowers that bar of entry for me. I wanted to pass it over to Frisk. Frisk, what's going on? Then we'll hit Shawnee, Benny, and Bryce.
So there's so much to say here. I'm laughing. I probably shouldn't be laughing, but I just think it's all really funny the way it's unfolding. Kai just put out a tweet saying, "Hey HG, I respect you and what you've done for the space. Flaming me on Twitter after our constant chats and DMs for 2 weeks is unfair, as I've been respectful to you, thankful and open to change. I'll keep my head down, work more, and tweet less." So he's denying pretty much what HG has said about like being thankful and stuff, which I think is an interesting response. I don't know the prop value for bears at this point. I don't know, like this has been something we've all been saying for a while, is like, hey, you know, they've got something good on their hands, but can they execute? Clearly no. And I will just say, I don't know if this is just me or not, but the thing with the code in the like in the system that people had issues with, I feel like that was already being spoken about quite a bit. But I guess this is the first time that I guess maybe I'm
You
just
saw the
realizing.
code for the first time.
Yes,
So
exactly,
here's the
yeah.
situation. And when you hear bad code, the assumption is there's an exposure to the wallet because people are talking security risk. I didn't think it was going to be plain text username and passwords for accessing information. People were having their bears staked that never staked the bear. Like, that's crazy. That's just extremely poor management. And clearly, from a metric standpoint, that's going to skew a ton of stuff from a project founder standpoint. If you're trying to make action on how long something staked, when it was staked, or any of those crucial metrics, if someone can just bypass it with a login.
Yeah, no, it's
Go ahead, Fez. Sorry.
no, actually, no, let's go ahead. Let's pass those commands.
No worries. Shawnee, what's happening?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I didn't even know that welcome packs got delayed. That makes this like all the more better with what's going on. But yeah, I mean, we talk about like all these, like with the tweet that Frisch just put out, that Keist was saying, is like, we all always invest in these founders that are like really involved in the ecosystem and like on Twitter a bunch. And he basically was like, let me just go back to building. But like 2 months go to show, like he hasn't built much. So like, what is he going to be doing besides just like not tweeting and not being present in the ecosystem, like know his community, know the environment besides his Discord? So that's like kind of a little red flag for me. It reminds me a lot of like early day geckos. It was the same thing of like promising, like they had a shit ton of volume at the start. Floor went up really high. And then same type of thing happened. Like I'm not saying what's going to happen with bears or whatever. But yeah, it was like slow rug essentially for geckos and then bought out by a new whatever. So like, it just reminds me of that same type of situation with like promising a lot, growing too fast, et cetera. And then I think I am going to go back a few weeks in, Easy Spaces, because I think Sweeper did mention that bear's bottom was like 50 to 60. So I do want to see if that is recorded, because I would love to have that on Sweeper.
Oh,
Because
it absolutely is.
now
Go
he's
clip
saying
that.
now he's saying 20 to 25. So would love to find that clip.
Yeah, we'll get to the bottom of that. We'll get somebody on that that task, and I'm sure tomorrow we can end up with a Sweeper clip or two talking about the couple floors we've all mentioned. But hey, can't fud it too much. I did say I'm looking at 60, and then said I was looking at 40, and now I'm saying I'm looking at 20. You got to be adaptive, especially when the dumpster fire keeps getting bigger and bigger flames. What's going on, Bryce? What's happening?
You said Benny was first. I've already spoken
May have
once,
missed
let
it.
Benny have
Oh,
it.
Benny, sorry, you moved on to speak when I had somebody call.
No,
What's happening?
go ahead to Sweeper. He's waving his hand.
I know I see him. I don't want to keep poking the bear. So, Benny, what's going on? And then I
All
guess
right,
we'll
all
go to
right.
Sweeper.
I think the reason that Sweeper keeps doubling down or tripling down is the war chest. He always mentions the war chest, and no matter what HGE or other people sell, he's still bullish on like the capital that they have and the ability to, hopefully someday build. I do think in this situation, HGE is 100% right. He was just kind of letting people know like what's going on, and then I think Kais is just out of touch with how like Twitter works or like community works, because he was like shit talking him in Discord. HGE tweeted a screenshot saying he was advising and then saying it isn't easy finding people to trust. And I don't think HGE did anything wrong in the situation.
I don't think so either. Like, this is clearly somebody just voicing their take on it. And someone who's a massive whale, typically you want to kind of listen to those takes, in my opinion. But don't always let them dictate the decision, but still, it's valuable feedback. Sweeper, what's going on?
Yeah, I think people are misunderstanding what HGE is doing right now. He is coming out, you know, against the team, not the collection. He's saying, like, let Nate Rivers run the collection, the DAO. I think people, I hope they sell it down to 20. And I'm a firm believer in Drunken Miller. I believe, you know, I can say something. I do not something else when it comes to trading. My thoughts change on the daily, minutely, secondly. So I don't pump and dump on people, but when I make a prediction, it may change. I mean, I can't help if the biggest whale says, hey, you know what, guys, I don't want to, you know, defend the floor, and then it dumps to 40. It could dump to 20. Hell, it could dump to 10. I mean, if the guy doesn't want to buy anymore, anything's possible. I'm a buyer at these levels. I think you're right now, it's like 2,000. No, I bought this for like 1,600 bucks. I think bears could definitely see 20,000 again, 18 to 20,000. I think that you gotta make some bets. I mean, sweeper sweep. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I don't really have much of a comment. I would not encourage you personally to sweep here, considering your bags are already packed. But what do I know? NFA, good luck on that move. I hope the price goes up for you. Let's pass it over to Bryce. Then we'll hit Running Man, Jux, and a few of these other hands.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I chime in and agree. I think they had too much success too quickly, and I think it went to their heads. I know that Kais says he's a branding expert, which is awesome, and I think that the branding has been on point. I think he just has needed to delegate a lot of the other aspects. They should have had someone running their Twitter account. They should have had a CMO. They should have had so many of these other pieces in place so that he could just concentrate on branding, but I think everything went to his head. He got cocky and he thought he could run the whole show, and it's proving that he can't. As funny as it would be to see them turn it over to Nate Rivers, I would exit if that happened.
Yeah, personally, I don't really want to see like a handover. I want to just see a correction by the team that was supposed to be driving all this action. But let's keep the hands moving here. Running Man, what's happening?
I mean, Kais is talking about, you know, a couple of tweets, and he's going to get back to building. I mean, Frank's in spaces for like 14 hours straight. You know what I mean? Build and, you know, doing day gods and utes. I mean, I'll go back to what I said earlier. You know, you've got utes coming. It's going to be the major catalyst. In my opinion, it could be the board ape of Solana. It's packaged up for VC with all the lessons learned, and it's going to be a polished, finished project. That's going to be in direct competition with OK Bears. I mean, like, you know, you've got other projects, but these two will share a direct relationship, you know, with them PFP projects, and they will be in competition with each other. And I think holders are going to move there, and they're going to find the forever youth or whatever, and they're going to start wearing them, and they're not going to be wearing bears anymore. And I'm struggling to see how they bounce back up to the previous size, especially when the team's proven that, you know, they just haven't got it, in my opinion. So, yeah.
I like that you kind of mentioned that this Utes has been packaged up nicely. I think there's just too many uncertainties at this moment for me to kind of call anything on that or think any specific way. Frank tends to do a lot of things here that are kind of the unexpected. So I'm just excited to see how it plays out. Obviously, I'm bullish on that project. I'm excited to see what happens with it. And I'm really excited to see this art on Friday, but my gut is telling me I should probably be looking for next Friday or the one after.
I mean, easy. If that art smacks, if it does get released on Friday and that art smacks, I think the bears have got a problem, to be fair. Running up,
I think everyone in the marketplace has a problem. I think we see.
Well, I think Kets, you know, you'll talk about Kets, but I think they've got a stronger, more tight-knitted community than bears. You know, bears look a bit disorientated community-wise. I mean, the Kets are pretty solid if you look at like other PFP projects, but the bears are looking particularly vulnerable against this, in my opinion.
Yeah, I do think we're going to see some ugly liquidations on some projects, especially if this art goes crazy. The other side of it, though, is what if this, like, what if they look terrible? Like, what if the general consensus is like, man, these things are beat? Then it's okay. Do we see money flowing out? Do we see dust take a hit?
I guess I'm just excited to see how the market reacts in general to this kind of preview because we've been waiting so long on it. But let's pass it over to Jux real quick. Jux, what's happening?
Oh, what's up, family? I'll send you the bill to my massage later to help with this frozen shoulder. To circle back to the whole Bears thing, man, the Thugbirds of 2022. That hurt me in my bags in more ways than one. You know, Thugbirds last year, we're looking at Dion, young kid from South Africa, right place, right time, pre-candy machine, didn't have a whole lot to work on beforehand. You know, shit happens, right? Like, you live and you learn. But I think with OK Bears, they had a lot to learn from prior to their launch. I think they have a lot of funds. I think they have a bigger team. There isn't any excuse for them to be fumbling this much. I'm trying to stay loyal. I'm trying to stay bullish, but I'm not going to lie. I did list last night. I was in the Discord last night as well, listening to Nate Rivers and a few people. There was probably a good 100, 150 holders in the Discord VC talking last night. Sounds like they want a lot to happen. The community is active over there, but, you know, wanting and getting are two completely different things. To go into the D-Gods Utes, I am so fucking bullish on cross-chain adoption. If this works and they figure out a way to make it happen with Utes, it's the play. It is the play from now until the music starts singing again, until we see another bull run. We need to start leveraging and collaborating with cross-chain communities.
So you're saying we need to up the exit liquidity is what I'm hearing from you.
Exactly.
No better way to do it, huh? All right, let's pass it over to Soul Investor, then we'll hit Manny.
Hey, guys, how's it going? Easy, thanks for having me on. First-time speaker. Look, you know I've been bearish on OK Bears since they were at 130. There's so many different aspects to this. My major concern is that if this thing goes under 10 SOL, if it goes under 20 SOL, how does this affect ETH whale's confidence in the SOL space? I think that's super interesting to think about. But we'll see what happens.
I'd like to mention to that too, and it's great to have you up here, Investor. I know we talk a ton. So it's always, I always value the opinion. We've had a lot of conversations on the Bears. So it's the thing for me with this is I'm like, we did get a lot of ETH money into this space, but at the same time, like at their peak, they were in comparison, like 3 ETH, I think was the floor when SOL was still 100 and ETH was much, much higher. And for me, that is a hit for a lot of people, but I don't think it's like, it's going to rule anybody out. I think a lot of the ETH funds in the conversations still believe SOL's in its like infancy, which to many people, sure, it could be viewed that way. But there's a lot of good projects that have continued to show the test of time. And I think Utes is going to be the one here that could kind of solidify like there is legit stuff on this side.
And also as well, easy. It's not exactly a Solana problem. I mean, you look at what, you know, what's happening with Moonbirds at the moment. So I think I'm on a downward spiral as well. Like it's not like a Solana problem. I mean, saw loads of ETH projects, you know, ride it to zero. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the Moonbird situation, that's a whole different beast. That's one of the situations where it's like, you're talking to your community a ton and just making bad decisions. The OK Bear situation is like you're just not listening to anybody and making bad decisions. And both are having very similar results on their floor price. Manny, what's going on?
Yeah, the issue here also stems from some of these founders just being completely disconnected from their community, right? When it came to that hibernation thing that you touched on earlier, there was actually no reason for that to happen or take so long. Again, there are open sourced audited contracts that are doing this for free currently that you could build on top of and customize any way you want. So to tell me that something takes you 2 or 3 months and then has massive flaws, kind of ridiculous when this is already free, right? If you're never in the Solana space, nor engaging, nor calling, like that's a huge red flag as a founder. Number two, like earlier today, a few of you up here were in another space, which were talking about a different project. And that same project, when asked about Vandal City, had no idea what Vandal City was. Like, I don't know how everyone up there was okay with something like that, considering that's another really popular project in this space, right? If you have no idea who that is, then maybe you're not connected as much as you should be, especially as a founder, right? And they've also taken a really long time to ship anything. So I'll leave that one up to your imagination. And then last, if you want like a perfect example, and I know a lot of people mention Frank, you don't really know Frank until you're at almost a dev level, right? Because the guy's literally in calls 24/7. I'm in countless groups that I not just dev for, but stuff that I'm trying to implement with D-Gods and Utes in the background. And the guy's a complete savage. And if it's not him, it's someone on the team doing the work because he's in another call. Like if your founder's not doing that, like, man, there's a way bigger problem and red flags are all over the place. Just people have a hard time accepting reality. And, you know, for OK Bears, that was just it.
Yeah, I do like that you kind of mentioned a lot of this open source capability that I do think a lot of projects don't lean on as heavily as they could. They almost try to recreate the wheel, whereas they can leverage a lot of those resources, and this is the prime example of it. If they were looking for some form of staking, there's a million alternatives instead of trying to force a square peg into a circular hole here, and that's kind of what it feels like. There's also the conversation to be had where you mention projects like Vandal City not getting really known on cross-chain aspects, and that could be from founders and some other means. I do think part of this is marketing. Part of this is still how people view Solana as an ecosystem, which is tough. But then the other part is like this Vandal pump is maybe 3 weeks old at this point, 2 weeks. So it's still relatively new seeing them kind of surge up to 10 and now get a counter push. But I think that's a great pivot to the next topic I really want to cover, this art revamp meta. How do we feel about it? Last night, I kind of got some flack for saying that I don't think projects should revamp the art if they haven't delivered anything else in that moment. Because now it just feels like, to me, those projects have raised capital, have said that they have a roadmap and plans to deliver X, Y, and Z, whatever that may be, utility-wise, software-wise, call it what you want. But then, instead of using funds to go that route, because at the end of the day, we look at the JPEG that is a visual aspect. I hold an army of JPEGs that are ugly as hell, but because I think there's better stuff beyond that. So I think there's ways that this art situation should not be that core focus. And if anything, it just revamps royalties and secondary cash flow, giving them more funds in a situation where I feel like they should have been utilizing the first ones. I don't know if I want to say Vandal specifically, because there's probably 5 to 6 projects that fit this bucket, and it's one of those if the shoe fits situations. But I'm extremely interested to hear what some people got about this, how they feel about this art upgrade or revamp meta right now. Manny, what's going on?
I think it's the perfect time to exit the project, right? Like, you're going to be up on wherever you bought in. Just get out now, right? They're not going to deliver anything. Like, if they were, they would have, but they don't. So leave. That's what I'm doing, right? I'm just waiting for them just to peak. And then right before the listings hit like 10%, I'm out. So I'm not bullish on it at all. Like, yeah, it might be the core product, but I don't care about it. I'm super happy they're redoing it so I can exit. But outside of that, that's really it.
Yeah, it tends to give you this nice little exit pump. I want to hit a few of these other hands. I'm extremely curious in their takes on it. Frisk, what's going on?
Okay, before I get spearheaded, because I don't want to offend anyone, I have a lot of points to make. So, funny enough today, Easy, after you tweeted that, there's an ETH project that you and I have spoken about that actually is revamping their art. So it just feels all very coincidental here. And that ETH project has been pretty much DOA for the longest time. And then they announced that today. And that's what I feel is going on with a lot of projects. And I feel like in the bear market, we will be entering a quote unquote, like rebrand meta. And I think that's what we're going to be seeing is a lot in like the projects that were coming out with this branding idea. And to me, it is bullshit. There's no way around it. Like, if you had this clear vision you were going to execute on, and then down the line, you are changing your art, it just feels like you're not really working with what idea you had in mind at first. And so, like, I don't want to, we're not going to name drop projects because that's obvious, but there are some great examples of it. For like the two that come to mind right away are D-Gods and Cyber Samurai, like right off the bat, because they found a way to work in like a gamification for them. And it wasn't just like, oh, we're changing up because the community doesn't like it. Well, it's like, okay, well, what about you? What do you like? Where was your vision in all of this? Why didn't you give us beforehand? And Easy made a fantastic point about like how they're going to like redo the art, and it's going to make people think that like, oh, the team's getting their shit together now. They're builders. They're going to actually like make some shit. When in reality, they're just using funds that were already not allocated properly, raising more funds through royalties, and in turn, creating like moving towards a vision that isn't really theirs and synonymous from what they had from the beginning. And I think it's all just a lot of fluff, and there's not like a proper way to go about it, unless if it was always your intention from the beginning, in which case, why didn't it start like that? Why didn't you just take more time with the art and then release later? Like, can you imagine if like a blue chip came out and said they were redoing the art? It feels weird to me. I'm not a fan of it at all.
Yeah, I like the feedback on that. I think there's certain situations for it. You mentioned Cyber Samurai, so I do want to pass it to Shake here in a moment. But D-Gods also did a great example of this, where it almost felt like an art upgrade, not a revamp. And I think both kind of like tonalities are kind of different. When you say you're redoing the art, it's almost like you're giving up on something. When you call it an upgrade, it just has this tone that it's like, oh, dope, we're getting something better. Like, this is for some reason, that feels like it's a better way to word it, and I don't know what it is. But man, if they said upgrade, I may be like, hell yeah, our upgrade season, let's go. Shake, what's happening?
Yeah, so obviously I'm a little bit biased, but I think it kind of depends on what the project's shown you beforehand. Like, if you know, if the art goes from like terrible to like decent, then like it could be a good longer term catalyst and not just like, you know, the most obvious top signal, right? Like the day of the art upgrade for most of these, like even for my own project, like that was like the Pico top, right? Which is like obvious to all of us traders. But because the way I look at it, right, is kind of what I think you tweeted, you replied to Frank. It's like the first interaction that most potential buyers have with the brand, right? Is like, if more people are using the PFP and the PFP looks really cool, it's more likely that you're going to get more like, kind of like customer acquisition, like more people will look into the project. And if there's substance there, then like I said, long-term, I think it could be a good catalyst. But if the team hasn't, if the art upgrade, like if the art is already decent or it's just okay, and then the new art isn't like the best ever and the team hasn't done much else and there's not much substance to the project other than that, then yeah, I think it's just like a pump and dump basically. So I think you got to look at like, what has the team shown you between raising the money and like, and doing this art upgrade? And is there more substance there? Is this going to be like a long-term project that's going to continue to deliver things or not?
No, I think you just said it perfectly, bro. It's like, you look at this stuff and it's almost, is this art upgrade playing into something further? I talked about it a little earlier, like storylines in the space and projects becoming more like narrative driven and story driven. So there's ways that that could tie into it and make it feel like it's part of the actual plan. But some of this shit, man, I'm like, awesome. You gave up because the community told you your art looked like shit before the mint. You minted anyway, raised a ton of capital. Now you're listening. It was like, did you sprint to just get the mint out? And it's, I don't know, something about some of these situations have me feeling just like it's a poor use of funds for a new artist, poor use of time and project management because you have to focus on this heavily, make tweaks and consistently to kind of manage it. But let's get to some of these other hands here. Running Man, what's going on? Then we'll hit Shawnee and then Dad the Sock.
Yeah, I mean, I really like what Cyber Samurai and him doing. And I think, you know, if you, they've continued to build, you know, after the art has been upgraded. But I think, you know, them developing a streetwear brand merch. And I think their PFP currently that they've upgraded to is sort of like has to align with that. And I think it has been done. I mean, I think Vandal and G can I'm just jumping on to, you know, to do it just for the sake of doing it. I think I'm struggling to find any type of utility past dust accumulation, and you know, I'm trying to, you know, trying to add in different ways to pump the price, but I don't think there's any you know, utility behind it going forward. But I mean, like, you know, Samurai, they've upgraded their PFP, but then they've continued to like build into like web3 commerce now, and I'm bullish on that project, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, I get text messages from DojoDB, so that's in itself more utility than most projects. I can actually just get alerts to keep me plugged in more than I already should be. Probably not healthy, but I love the utility. Let's pass it over to Shawnee. Shawnee, what's happening?
Yo, yo. Yeah, I was shocked to see you kind of get bombarded with that easy with the whole art argument yesterday. But yeah, I think it's tough because I think it's kind of project-based. I'm actually pretty sure Tyos have like a proposal for like an art upgrade, I would say, right now, just because they kind of want to change it. It wasn't theirs to begin with, which I guess is a little different story. But all these other like projects that are doing it now, I think it's kind of just a fad. They saw that D-Gods kind of worked with their art upgrade. And yeah, it's just like the whole, like, every project is taking so much time off what they're currently like building or working on to kind of go through with this. And I think it's just like an artificial pump that's going to come and then like a slow die off after that. I don't think it can sustain long term. I don't think anyone necessarily cares for like super, super good art to an extent in like these huge collections. Obviously, I think it could help for a little bit, but I don't think it's like something great long term.
The art being subjective is a big piece of it, but I think the PFP ability of it plays a huge part. Like, we saw OK Bears get to where they were because they looked good. Like, there's no argument against that at all. And then clearly you had other people kind of buying armies of them and publicly bringing it up. But some of this art revamp stuff is coming from projects that clearly we haven't seen a lot of PFPs from. But some of them, too, do have what they're trying to do more plan-wise. I just wish there was better clarity on, like, what's releasing when, what's the timeline, why the art upgrade. Like, sure, but if this is just your core focus, that's what's tough for me. Sock, what's going on?
Hey, man, what's up? I think everybody brought up some really good points, so I'm not going to try and beat around the bush. But Shawnee brought up something interesting, like for Tyo. Like, I mean, people don't really think of them as a D-Rug, but he brings up like a good point with, like, you know, D-Rug projects. That's obviously a clear example of, you know, probably a good idea for an art upgrade. But aside from that, like, I do agree with you where it needs to kind of tie into the narrative of the project. And almost like, I think it works the best when you almost give the community an option, right? Kind of how D-Gods does it. Like, that mechanism alone, it's not necessarily like a revamp or like a collection-wide revamp, right? Like, you're kind of giving the holder the option to change the art, make it look better if they want, you know, because some, like you did say, it is subjective. Like, some people could like the original art. So I think adding that mechanism for projects that have much more going on for them than just this art upgrade is a good use of that. And then, yeah, just kind of telling and getting these investors to kind of like do their research, right? Because we are going to see a ton more of these projects try and use this meta. And like, I hate to see people get burned, and it's going to happen, but, you know, it is what it is in the space. So, you know, just use your brain when you're like looking at these projects, I'd say.
I like that you said kind of the do your own research here. It's something that I think a lot of people need to start doing. An art revamp is not alpha. It is not a catalyst unless there's a reason for it, in my opinion. What do I know, though? Lately, the way shit's been going, man, is I'd be like, yeah, this art thing is bullshit. And next week, we're going to see 15 projects be like, yeah, we're upgrading the art, and all of them pump. But Frisk, what's going on? Then we'll hit Manny.
Before I say what I'm about to say, really quick, does anyone know if they were I think this was confirmed, but for Duppies/Utes, Duppies was already in the process of having the art being made, and then it got scrapped, and then Utes began work on the art. Is that correct? Does anyone know?
I do not know. I'm not sure if anybody else has any insight on that. Feel free to kind of speak up on it.
Okay, I'm going to assume yes for the time.
I think that's the story that we were told, but nobody ever saw any Duppies art.
Okay, well, nonetheless, there was a vision for Duppies, and then Frank and the team realized that they wanted to scrap it and start over because it wasn't good enough. That's a great example right there of like the care you put into your vision right from the beginning. And I know that like the artist's objective like thing is so relevant, but there's also points where like you don't have to be a whole art director to recognize like what is at least half decent art. I don't see a single fucking person like dying on their grave about Great Goats being the greatest fucking artist of all time for their profile pictures. By the way, bullish on the rebrand for that. Can't wait for that to happen. But you look at projects like even just like, I think we talked about this one episode easier, but like Bored Apes, where like maybe it's not the most like amazing art, but it's easy to resonate with, and it's classic. And then you have art like Azuki, which has like some of the greatest traits, in my opinion, some of the best art in any PFP collection ever. And you look at like other projects that are finding ways to make their art stand out and put care into it. Like you can tell the difference between art that has been lazily made versus art that has been like carefully crafted. Mutant Apes are a great example of this, in my opinion. Like, a lot of people have like we'd love to pick on Mutant Apes for obvious reasons, but like, if you look at the Mega Mutants, for example, there is so much detail put into those things. I absolutely adore looking at them, and like, it's so, so interesting to see. And I think that that's important to take into any account when you look at a project, because, well, a lot of the times we see it before we hear what's going on with them. And people are very, very quick to make assumptions, especially in this space. And if you can't find a way to make your art at least attractive, if not like detailed, then I think that goes a long way. Look at OK Bears, for fuck's sakes.
No, I don't think you're wrong on, I'd say, 99% of what you had there. We'll see, I guess, what happens, dude. There's some other things going on here. I did also want to call out, I just got tagged in a Hedgehog Markets tweet. I'm not sure what it is, but they have a line on, will Utes actually reveal artwork on Friday by midnight Pacific Standard Time? I might have to hammer the no and just see what happens on it. I've never used this before, but now I'm extremely interested. This is a fun bet. This is how I think you can get some liveliness in the market. We'll see what happens with this, but this adds a little bit of flavor to it. What's going on, man? I'm sorry, Bryce, go ahead.
Can we put our money? Can we write some actual bets on it, or is it just yes or no?
It's just yes or no, and then they have lines on it. It's it looks like very similar to like how Cubist does it, but I've never used Hedgehog before, so I'm not sure what it is. Yeah, I'll have to do a little bit more diving. I'm curious about this, though. Thanks, whoever just sent me this and completely knocking me off my flow. Shout out you. I'm fascinated, though. Manny, what's happening?
Yeah, I think something to kind of determine here is what is considered quote-unquote building, right? Like, most projects go through, like, the standard, you know, first three or four steps, like really, really good art, hopefully, right, Frisk? Then some sort of staking, whether there's, you know, a token to be used for something, maybe some merch. And then after that, I think, is where it becomes, you know, pretty dicey. And that's where most teams fall off, right? They don't really know how else to bring value. And then we've seen stuff like, you know, a second collection or an art rebrand, just recycling the same three or four steps. So the question I have is what is considered building? If, because I don't want to discredit anyone, but like, if we're all doing the same four steps, then at some point that's not building anymore because there's nothing new being built. So what is considered building here?
No, I like that question. I mean, I think it is just trying to deliver anything. Like, we've seen some projects have just ways that you feel like you can interact with your NFT in some way, or feel like as a holder, you get something in return, whether it's a portfolio tracker, whether it's just easier access to something, whether it's, there's a, I guess, utility in building, it's flexible. But when I look at the projects that are redoing art, they've outlined entire roadmaps of deliverables that they want to execute on. And before even reaching step one of whatever that deliverable may be, it's now let's redo the art. So I guess for me, that's like same. It's still the same team, still the existing ecosystem and team there. That's where it kind of gives me uncertainty, because I'd rather than just upgrade the art, spend money and time and effort there, deliver step one of the roadmap, or even start to reach out to the community and reassess some things. But it seems like right now it's just like, all right, we're just going to do this because this is where we're going to drive volume and action. Wanted to pass it over to Running Man. Running Man, what's going on?
Yeah, I think everybody's forgot as well is that Blocksmith and redoing their art. We can't sell that. That's not a project without utility. I think a project that launched, you know, we're still in the baby steps, basically. I mean, since the dawn of NFTs, we've been trying to tag utility to NFTs. It started with community because that was the easiest way and least cost effective way, you know, least cost to actually tag a utility. And it's been evolving ever since. So I think we do start to see, you know, as the space evolves, the utility will evolve as well, and technology will. But there's definitely a differential between Blocksmith upgrading their artwork than somebody like Vandal City and G-Can.
Said they were going to upgrade their artwork 15 times in the next 2 weeks, they'd still have my support. Like,
exactly.
Everybody uses Mercury.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we can draw some clear lines for when it is, you know, there are, you know, use cases for it and when they're on.
100%. Let's get to a few of these other hands here as well. Shake, what's going on? Then we'll hit Sweeper, Jux, and Daramola.
Well, I like what you said. I mean, it's like, you know, you got to ask what is building. Is every project just doing the same thing? But to me, like, NFT projects that I like are building some type of like product or experience, right? And all of it, it doesn't have to be that complicated. Like, to me, the product could be something that is part of the experience of holding the NFT. So like a super simple example is like D-Gods. Like, they were the first ones to do raffles. I don't have a D-God. I've never held one. But like, that was something that didn't even necessarily pump their floor price, but it made the holders enjoy the experience of holding a D-God more, right? But at the end of the day, I think what's most important to any project, like Running Man said, is the community. Because any utility that you build as a founder, if it's a good utility, 20 projects are going to copy it, right? And they're just going to, whether the code is open source or not, like, that's just what they're going to do. They're going to take your product, they're going to copy it, they're going to improve upon it. But the utility that no one can replicate is like, is the community. So an example of this is MonkeyDAO. It's like a huge soft rug, right? But like, why do I hold a monkey and why are they still at like 200 soul floor? Because the people that I've met through that, I can't replicate in any other community, you know? And so I think as a founder or like a community manager, like, you really want to try to think about how are you enabling your community members to connect with each other, because that's like the utility that no one can replicate.
I like that you bring up like the SMBs there. It's one of my favorite things. It's like, everybody knows that there's not much of anything going on, but for some reason, it's still the project. Everybody comes in this space and is like, dude, one day I'm going to have it. I'm excited to get one. They give me punk vibes at this point. Like, it's that first kind of iteration, pixel art, tough to fade, historic value, which also in itself has this like intrinsic value shake, which if we look at a lot of other projects, though, they can't replicate that because it has that like first mover's advantage, which in itself is a value add. You look at something though, like D Gods, that community did a complete 180. Like when they were three soul, it was clown reacts to every single announcement by the hundreds. And there's a lot of people who don't remember that, could never even possibly think of that, who have been recently in the space. But that's such a good example of like people who just kept trying new stuff. And just to say, they didn't redo the art until Dead Gods, and even that's kind of an art upgrade. They kept going with it, just saying. I think that's a stronger case for not redoing the art, but I digress. Let's pass it over to real quick here, Daramola, or Sweeper. Who was actually next on this? I completely just drew a blank. Was it Daramola? Let's go to Daramola.
I think it was Sweeper.
We'll get to him after. Daramola, what's going on?
Dude, I'm good, bro. I'm vibing. Thank you so much for letting me up. I just wanted to add to the conversation about, you know, just the art upgrades and essentially what Manny spoke about with regards to the question of what is building or what building is. And I think the bone of contention here lies more on the head of the work being done as opposed to, say, the idea of actually upgrading the art. And I think a lot of people are essentially just piggybacking off of what you guys are saying. I think there's a lot of taking advantage of the notion of, you know, the upgrade and quote unquote the new meta. And people essentially saying, well, this is the new meta, so if this is going to put more royalty dollars and all the above, then I might as well, like, you know, dive into doing that. I don't know that that's a way to bail yourself out of, you know, not delivering on a project. And I think there is that. And then also the question of what building is. I think, you know, and I know a lot of questions have been asked over the past few weeks, and I've just seen it running around on Twitter with regards to, you know, what essentially, or why do people need to raise, you know, capital here and there? And I think there are many reasons. You know, obviously there is the ethos of this space, and I'll typically come from a one-of-one art perspective and also from a music perspective, because that's what I'm building. But just with regards to building, I'm not sure if it was Sheikh who said it, or someone mentioned, you know, either a product or an experience. And just even to piggyback off of that, I think once people are essentially, you know, once people are able to tag or associate something with something tangible, there might be something to be said about that, which then leads me to my final point. The idea of, you know, curating essentially what youths are doing. What the heck? Sorry, guys. Essentially what youths are doing, and the D-Gods and Frank, and find a way to like curate your community. My bad, I got spooked. Something just like randomly dropped. Anyways, curating your community and actually having a set of people who understand exactly why it is they're in your project and what they're actually holding out for and all the above. So just wanted to add that to the conversation.
Daramola, I always very greatly value your opinion coming from that space too. I think at the end of the day, art's subjective. It's the one thing that everybody can agree on, is that some people love some stuff, some people hate some stuff. And really, I think a lot of this stuff too comes down to like community feedback in the early stages, listening to what the audience is looking for and what the people that are going to be buying your project like. If they're excited for the art, that's a huge win. If they're not, maybe pivot and see how they react.
Easy. One more point. Please. Easy. And just with what you're saying, but that's also, I guess it's been my my biggest frustration with Web3 energy is I don't know that a lot of people read. You know, I think a lot of people just,
myself included. So,
dude, and hey, we're all guilty of that, right? But at some point, you know, if this space is going to evolve to where we need it to evolve to, then, you know, at the end of the day, I think we're all going to have to wake up to the responsibility that, you know, it's not as simple as Solana, you know, because it's cartoon pictures, but these are actual tangible, like, monetary valued propositions. And that's essentially how I see it, you know. So like, for example, for me, the product I'm given is a physical vinyl of my album. That's a way for me to, you know, open a brand new follower base in a sense, and then give people what I think they get if they read into what the project is about. But yeah, that's that.
I definitely understand and agree there. So it's always good to kind of hear that take. Let's pass it down to Sweeper, then we'll hit Jux, Bryce, and Running Man.
Yeah, no, it's always great to hear from Darmala. I'm a big fan of supply chain and how he goes about the project, always rewarding holders with all these airdrops that have done very well. I think just push it back to OK Bears for a second. The HGE just tweeted that we're probably at a bottom on Bears and that he's just doing what he's doing for the community. I think people always just want Bears to fail because they did so well in the beginning, and some people missed the move, and you know, they haven't really delivered much. I mean, they got these coins, they got it backed by gold, but you know, the wristbands aren't there, so people just like hating on it. But end of the day, this guy isn't really going anywhere. He just, you know, says what he feels like, but he wants to stay. I think that what's going to happen is Bears probably go lower, and then eventually they start executing and go higher, or they soft rug and, you know, I'm sitting with a bunch of Bears in my wallet worth nothing. So I think it's a risky play, but at the end of the day, that's what we're here to do, is make money on NFT projects. So I think that you got to
I hate that parameter. Tweet from him, man, saying the bottom's in. Like, if he starts sweeping here, it's just like, dude, goddamn. Like, was this all a ploy? Like, goddamn it. I don't know. I think they go lower. We'll see how it plays out. Real quick, Jux, what's going on?
Yeah, man. I hope I don't rug here, but I just wanted to go into the realm of, like, utility, right? I think Solana, there's been a big focus on tools, increasing the value behind the user experience on the chain. I love that stuff. But someone also said that eventually we're going to end up just like rinse and repeating the same sort of stuff. I think there is a lot of value in entertainment when it comes to utility. I loved Whoop Game. Even going back before NFTs, I, you know, was trading.
That boy Ruggin.
Love you,
bye. That boy Ruggin. All right, we'll talk soon, Jux. What's going on, Bryce? I'm going to pass the running man.
Jux. Laughing at him rugging kind of threw me off. I think if this whole thing was a ploy to get HG to drop the floor a little bit more so he could scoop some more, is pretty genius. I've now reverted. I'm a little bit bullish on the project. I just hope that they can continue to deliver. And anybody that's involved in a project, take note, listen to your fucking holders. Like, if you want to redo your art, ask your community if they're into it, because some people build their brand based entirely around the art and their exclusive right to use it. Like, look what happened to Moonbirds last week. They are shitting the bed royally because they decided that anybody and everybody can use their art, and now the exclusivity of buying a Moonbird at 30 plus ETH is gone. So you know, if your community wants to do it, sure. But maybe use an Entangler. Give them an option to switch it back and forth. Don't just redo it 100%. And I think it's just, you're here to support them and they're here to support you. And the minute that one of those tweets get alienated, you're all fucked.
No, I think that was the best way to put it there too. It's like, they're here to support you. They also do want to see their floor price go up. Clearly we always say, like, people are more bullish when the price is rising. So I do think some of this is constructive feedback. I think it's tough for someone that's such a whale that has influence like that in these types of situations, because everyone also looks for HG and Nate to say positive things so that the price pumps. And when they say negative things, it's almost like the complete bear case. There's no hope for it at that point. It feels like there's got to be some balance, and I'm not sure what that balance is, because you're going to have whales in every project. But Running Man, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it was Shape that mentioned community. You know, it was the first utility for NFTs. And, you know, I think projects talk about a community, but I mean, 99% of them, I don't think, understand what a community is, or how to actually incubate it and actually grow it. I mean, I'll get short with projects in spaces, and it's always about community. You know, I did it the other day in a space with them. I think it was Eileen Tripping. Kept saying, we've got a strong community, you know, he's trying to get a mint. And at the same time, me and you, I'm like, you know, dealing with people who've been drained in the Nifty, and we're like, you know, trying to get their funds back, and the community's rallying around, collecting, to get, you know, to stop these guys suffering. You know, they've got it really badly mentally and financially. You know, we're doing this, and these communities are out there, like, trying to say, we've got a strong community this, we've got a strong community that. And you know, they just don't understand what community is. You know, we're a support network for each other at the Nifty. And we've, you know, that community's been growing since last year. I know I keep talking about the Nifty because I think it's an example for how a community should be run. I mean, obviously, we've got that Sol Portal NFT coming up in the future, but that NFT really is just to guide the ops that we can drive for that community, you know, so that we can actually drive value to holders. But I mean, as I say, community, it's so much deep, the layers are so much deeper, and I think a lot of projects just don't understand what a real community is, to be fair.
No, and I think that's honestly what's led to a lot of people, what Shake was saying, like the SMBs, it's the people in there that have made it worth what it is, and the people that maintain that price action. When they've delivered quite literally nothing, they made a marketplace off the bat, but since then, haven't seen much of anything. So it's kind of like, this is only a community play, but I want to toss over to Frisk. Frisk, what's happening?
I'll just be real quick. I just got like 6 or 7 pings from Kai, all in like the Bears Discord. And he just is like outlining everything. I think this lit a fire under him, whether this goes somewhere, whether this doesn't go somewhere, like he very clearly is not ready to give up. I don't know about like the future of everything, but he just made a ton of posts, like adding all the various, it's like, all right, guys, this is what I have going on. This is the plan to become the number one collection. And he outlined like just a bunch of stuff. He's very active right now. Do with that information what you will. I don't really know. I almost don't care.
Bro, why are you not active before? Why are you active when the entire place is burning to the ground?
Yeah, like it's like a little too little too late. Like we've seen this happen so many times. It's very, very hard to come back from. It's like you're like a 1 percentile type of thing. But I think it's funny that now is the moment where like you have like I've never seen the Bears Discord this active ever, especially from Kai. So do that.
Maybe this was the fire that needed to happen to just up it a little bit, get a little bit more aggressive with deliverables here. But man, I wanted to pass to Alex. Shillin, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm driving, so I don't know how I'll sound. Dude, this is the problem with royalties. It incentivizes this bullshit ass pump and dump. What's going on right now? They're just shifting volume around.
Real quick, which pump and dump though? There's like 6 going on.
Oh no, the OK Bears. They have the most volume ever traded on any Solana NFT, and they're not anywhere near. They're literally 1/6 the price of a. So this incentivization of like royalties incentivizes pump and dumps like hard, dude. That's what they did. I'm just gonna theorize that this was all scheduled to like bring in as much fucking royalties as possible.
I think we've talked a lot about it here too. Like, it seems like that's kind of what's going on in this quieter market, is there's a ton of price action going on right now on upgraded art and just basically royalty pushing. So let's see how it pans out. I guess I'm happy Kais is posting a bunch of stuff now, but it's the same thing. Like, you don't wait till you're 10 feet underwater to start swimming up. Like, you're going to try to float. This is just bad, man. Running Man, what's going on? And then we'll pass to Amy.
Shilling's exactly right. I mean, he's given away some more trading secrets here, because I am of the mindset that projects do become active, move the price, let it scale back, move the price again on 10% royalties, 7% royalties, because you can effectively get another mint out of it the more times you do it. Like, so, as well, if you're aware of that, you can trade it quite effectively as well. That's all I'll say on that.
Yeah, and we've already seen the Bears bounce about 8 Sol here. So if Sweeper actually played his numbers from one of the times he was recorded, he did say he bought too. So Sweeper, if you did buy one, you're up a handful of Sol. Nice trade there. Amy, what's going on?
Yeah, I think that Kais being this active now is a moot point. Why was he not active after the code was messed up for hibernation weeks ago? It was public knowledge, open source. Anyone had access to that information if they wanted it. And he didn't make any comment on it weeks ago. It makes me really upset that now that their bags are in question with HD blowing up the timeline, that they're now going to speak up about it instead of, they just stayed silent when they should have been probably the most vocal. So I have never been more bearish personally.
Yeah. And you actually had a nice little exit on those. I remember, I think you sold yours at 90. We had a nice conversation and you were like, how do you feel about this? And I said, I would sell that thing as fast as I possibly could. And you acted on it. Nice trade. Sweeper, what's going on? Then we'll hit Bryce and Manny.
Yeah, I'm buying here. I think this is a great opportunity.
I'll try to dump at 60, 70. Usually they, you know, whenever you trade stocks or any sort of asset, you usually overshot to the downside, undershot to the downside, overshot to the upside. I think that 40, some people, I think I may have picked the bottom or someone might have gotten in the 30s. I think this probably punts back to 65. So I'm a buyer here. I'll buy a few more.
I love the financial advice.
No financial advice. This is a trading show, right? Like we're trying.
Yes, you are correct. You are correct. This is just not trading talk. Semantics.
Yeah, this is 100% semantics. This is all on paper. I do this on paper, and you know, paper trading these NFTs.
Yeah, we just write it down in a journal right next to the seed phrase. No money involved. But let's pass it over to Ruddyman. Go ahead.
You've got off of the boys now. Just about a like front run sweep. We've just told them his exit on this trade. You know, about 25 NFTs long at least just before he's about to sell now.
No, it is a little bit of an interesting price action here. I like that this has started with, man, it's crazy to watch HG drop bombs all of a sudden too. Man, maybe HG did it just to get a better entry himself. Bryce, what's going on?
Yeah, I have to say, I'm in a group chat with a bunch of the HGE and Nate and Justin, that's all. And this all kind of came out of there last night. This whole conversation started in there. Before it really got riled up and before Nate and HGE got started and involved. So if this is a big PSYOP, they did it really well and planted some good people to get the ball rolling. But I think, you know, there's 75 people in this group chat and at least 40 of us were expressing frustration. And I think the right people made the right moves and the right statements. And now it's time to wait and watch and see if Kais and the team can actually execute or if they're just talking.
Yeah, everything is going to come down to delivery now. That's something that I think we're waiting on from a lot of projects is how they actually deliver. And this is kind of the test because I feel like a lot of people here are at that breaking point with bears. And for all we know, this could be the fire under their ass that gets them right back to all-time highs. I'm still bearish on the bears, to be completely blunt about the situation. But I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that this communication and line of communication continues to stay active. We'll see how well it does. Manny, and then we'll pass it down to Lal. Manny, what's going on?
Yeah, so before I say this, I have no bears, nor have I ever. So this isn't to shill or anything. So if people are really buying this dip in bears, you have to ask yourself why, right? Amy mentioned how the staking contract and the mishaps, like, when you outsource something like this and it comes back to you, you don't know if it's good or not, right? Like if I'm the owner of OKBears and I have no dev knowledge or there's no dev on my team, like it's really hard for me to know if the contract is good or not, right? And obviously it was faulty. So they're going to need to not just see if they can build, they're going to have to like restructure the team somehow. Why I said I'm not shilling is I'm willing to offer help if they need it. And I'll publicly say this. So if anyone knows the guy, the Bears guy, I'll gladly help. I wouldn't mind, and it's not to tell people to buy or anything. I'm willing to say reach out to me and I'll help the Bears out. I feel like if
not many, you're a legend for that, for real.
If they go to zero, like what does Solana look like, right? And there's a big group of us builders in the back that would hate to keep seeing the news about, you know, Solana going down or another NFT project running or another rugging or, you know, something else happening. Like it's kind of demoralizing for us that are really, really back here, truly grinding every day. That's what my team does, but I'm willing to help. So tell him to reach out if he's listening. And that's, I don't know, hopefully the last hope for that collection.
Hey, fingers crossed. It's badass of you to actually offer kind of your time, energy, and effort there to make things right. I think you're right though. It's like we want to see projects do well in this space. Like it's fun to fudge, sure, but like the end goal here is to see more projects continue to crush. There's no benefit in only one project being the project for an ecosystem and 99% of people being priced out. That's not how you get adoption. It's not how you get new people onboarded. The hope is to continue to have a variety of top players that, in almost in a competitive sense, are trying to get that number one spot, but are all actively fighting. So, Manny, it's badass of you. Shout out you. I hope they reach out and kind of get put in touch with you. Lol, what's going on? Then we're going to hit Amy and wrap it up with Sweeper here.
Yo, brother. Proud mentor of the Nifty Portals a few months back.
Let's go.
Let's go. So I just wanted to bring up a point about the OK Bears situation. I do think that the volume was very inflated. Not sure if other people saw what happened with OpenSea, how they just a couple days before OK Bears launched, they actually started showing analytics for Magic Eden trading volume, not even on their own marketplace. So I think that the numbers were skewed as far as like ETH money looking at the charts. And I think that just brought in a ton of volume. I don't know if they'll ever see that type of volume or eyeballs again, especially since a lot of those ETH investors are now looking into Solana projects more seriously. But yeah, I just think that's something that's overlooked, that little switch up that they did with their ranking system on OpenSea.
Yeah, could have been the case there. I'm not too sure. I know that there was some back and forth with some of those metrics around that time. Bryce, I saw you raising your hand or waving your hand there. What's going on real quick?
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation on what was happening with the Bears volume. The most credible one that I've heard is that it was during Magic Eden's raise, you know, that they were coming out with their valuation, and it was a great way for them to show a higher transactional volume across their platform. So there's a lot of speculation that it was actually done by people that were investing in Magic Eden itself. So I don't think the metrics that you saw on OpenSea had anything to do with it. It was more, in my understanding, the potential investors in ME that were inflating their own bag. It was worth it for them to, you know, dump a few $10,000 to pump up that transactional volume to get a higher valuation on the marketplace they just invested in.
Yeah, what I meant was that they had just started to show the numbers for all marketplaces, not just their own. It was before that, it was sold volume on OpenSea specifically. But I think a couple days before that, OK Bears launched, they started showing the volume for Magic Eden trading and all other Solana marketplaces. So the numbers were a lot higher than they were before.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with it. It's a couple of interesting like tinfoil hat theories here. At the end of the day, they still got that raise, and we still see the Bears holding that number one volume spot in a singular day. I know we're wrapping up here shortly. I want to get to the rest of these hands. Sweeper, what's going on? Then we're gonna hit Amy and then wrap it up with Tornado.
Yeah, I think exaggeration in the space is the name of the game for OK Bears. I appreciate Manny from Cardinal Labs saying that. He's willing to help. I hope he's doing it for free. I mean, and then he said,
absolutely free. Everything I do free. Yes. Oh,
then it's free. Then it's a different story. But he said the last chance or something. I mean, I think they got a lot of money. They're going to be fine. Not financial advice, but I think maybe it's super low volume today. So we're having, you know, this move has pumped probably the volume in Solana NFTs by probably 10%. So I think
we're back above 40K. Whatever happened today, it's working a little bit.
It feels good to be above 40. I'll say that. But
it's so bad, bro, that we're looking at this. Like we're looking at it like 40K, man. Thank God we're holding 40 when we were looking at 150, 170 like 2 months ago.
Yeah, maybe we need some more pump, some more like sketchy mints where like they pre-mint the whole thing, and you know 100K was nice.
Super, I think that Bears, a little bit.
Not financial advice, but yeah I think Bears will be fine. I think that maybe this is a nice wake-up call for the founders, and I think that if you're a Bear, you're gonna be okay. Right, Wagwo. So just
Wagno, based on the price action right now, my friend. But let's pass it over to Amy. Amy, what's going on?
Yeah, I think that Manny jumping in and offering his services is really admirable, but I want to say that maybe this is a hot take, but I don't think it should be. I mean, coming from someone, like, I was a kindergarten teacher and in the music industry 9 months ago, and I'm interacting with blockchain and I'm interacting with devs every day, and I told myself that I shouldn't be giving advice about any of this until I at least learned basic Rust. And so I did that. And it's not hard for me to be able to look at basic code and just looking at the faults and what happened with hibernation. I was able to even pick out what was wrong, and that's coming from someone who just learned it at the basic level. So I guess my hot take is that I don't think that you should be a founder if you can't at least have some sort of interaction with the development side. I think that you have to, like, you have to be able to speak dev. You, like, I don't think you have to be able to code and be able to do it all yourself, but everyone that I know who's a really solid founder has some ability in the development area. They're not necessarily the lead developer, but I think that you should be able to at least be able to interact with it and know the right questions to ask and know when, like when the people you are working with are solid. And I think that that's bare bones. That's just my personal take on it.
I like that you kind of made mention there too. I think there has to be an extent of founders and just people on these teams and emerging tech to be aware of what emerging tech is and like how to a basic level some of it functions and works. I like that call out there. We're right at time, but I want to pass it over to Tornado. Tornado, how you doing? What's going on?
Hey man, can you hear me?
I can in fact.
We're fucking riding! Let's go! Fucking hearts up in the fucking crowd for my boy Easy Eats Bodega. Everybody in here, I fucking love all of you. We're winning so fucking much. We're on a massive winning streak. Everybody's gonna win in this phase. I fucking love you guys. Go out and crush the rest of your day. Don't fucking stop. Woo!
That's the best way to end that there. Shout out NATO. We'll catch you all tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern time on Solana Made Easy. Shout out the lovely speakers. Shout out the dialogue, and I'll catch y'all tomorrow.